Happy Friday Eve, everybody. It is Thursday, August the 27th, and these are some of the headlines on BizarreBiz.com. Rare phenomenon that could explain why a woman woke up in a Detroit funeral home after she was declared dead. Blue Planet study proposes new origin theory for waters on Earth. Coast Guard shoots at shark for trying to join into a swim party. World's oldest Iron Man is 90 and plans to keep competing. Extreme tattoo addict has ears removed, so his head looks like a skull. Dude. And China fires missile into South Sea, warning USA. Also threatens to withhold drug exports and is building a vast new prison network for Muslims and Christian prisoners there. All these and more on BizarreBiz.com.
BizarreBiz.com. Real news. No bullshit.
A lady was found alive in a funeral home after she had been pronounced dead. Rescue professionals checked Tymesha Bocamp for life signs three separate times and found none, leading a doctor to conclude that the 20-year-old Southfield resident had died. This happened in Detroit. But hours later, a Detroit funeral home discovered she was very much alive. Was it a medical miracle or a life-threatening mistake? That's what an extensive investigation is expected to determine. In the meantime, Southfield Fire Chief Marshal Johnny Menefree called a news conference to set the record straight on what happened. He also suggested that Bochamp's revival may have been a case of Lazarus syndrome. The rare but hard to scientifically explain phenomenon has been described in research papers as a delayed return of spontaneous circulation after CPR. The name alludes to the biblical story of Lazarus, who was brought back to life by Jesus. This is a terrible, tragic thing, Menefree said of the circumstances that have been making international headlines. We feel terrible about this. Like I said, the entire city feels terrible about it. Southfield officials have been on the hot seat since Tuesday when Bocamp's lawyer suggested that it was an error caused by negligence. Figer is well known for taking cases with settlements and judgments of at least $1 million. I mean, you'd hire an attorney if one of your family members woke up dead in a funeral home, dude. So I don't care if the lawyer's well known for it or not. Figer said Bochamp was diagnosed with cerebral palsy as an infant, and that he implied may have been a factor in declaring her dead when she was still very much alive. When asked why paramedics didn't rush her directly to the hospital, he said it's under investigation. And when asked if that's what paramedics should have done, he said no, adding that they followed the proper procedures. I don't know if no correlates with adding they followed proper procedures. Wouldn't he have said yes? I don't know. It's going to be hard to prove. While ultimately what transpired here with Miss Bochamp's is unique and unsettling, we know that there's evidence that there is something like this that has happened before. We're still investigating to determine what happened to her on Sunday. Over and over, the chief responded to reporters seeking answers by saying the situation is under investigation. So he probably doesn't have much more information to give. The chief also acknowledged and apologized for not contacting the family directly, saying that he felt terribly bad personally and professionally that he didn't. But he said that they want and deserve answers, and he did not have that to offer to them. Well, still, dude, just reach out and say, hey, we know you want answers, but we don't have them yet, but we're not ignoring you. I wanted to reach out to you. It's be human, dude. It goes a long way. He told reporters that the claim that the paramedics or police placed the young woman in a body bag was wrong. Firefighters, he said, don't even carry body bags, and the paramedics left the body in the care of the family. So did the family then take the body to the funeral home? going off of the advice that she was deceased? These and many more questions, I think, are going to be found out here in the near future. There's a lot more to this story. I will link it at bizarrebest.com. And I wish that family well for sure. A study proposes new origin theory for Earth's water. How did it get here? It covers 70% of the Earth's surface and is crucial to life as we know it. But how did it get here? And that's been a long-standing debate among scientists. They were a step closer to resolution of how it got here on Thursday after a team of French scientists reported in the Journal of Science they had identified which space rocks may have been responsible. According to early models for how the solar system formed, the large disks of gas and dust that swirled around the sun and eventually formed inner planets were too hot to form ice. This would explain the barren conditions on Mercury, Venus, and Mars, but not our planet, which has vast oceans, a humid atmosphere, and well-hydrated geology. The most common idea is that water was brought later by extraterrestrial objects or outside objects, and the prime suspect was water-rich meteorites. But the problem was that their chemical composition doesn't closely match our planet's rocks. They also formed in the outer solar system, making it less likely that they could have pelted the early Earth. Another type of meteorite is much closer in chemical match, indicating these were Earth's and the other inner planets' building blocks. However, because these rocks formed close to the sun, they had been assumed to be too dry to account for Earth's rich reservoirs of water. To test whether this was really true, Piani and her colleagues used a technique called mass spectrometry to measure the hydrogen content in 13 chondrites, which were the name of a particular meteor thought to bring water to this planet. They found that the rocks contained enough hydrogen in them to provide Earth with at least 3 times the water mass of its oceans. Dude, that's huge. They also measured the 2 types of hydrogen known as isotopes because the relative proportion of these is very different from one solar system object to another. We found the hydrogen isotope composition to be similar to one of the water stored in the terrestrial mantle. It's basically a DNA match. She added that the research doesn't exclude later additions of water by other sources like comets, but indicates that the chondrites contributed significantly to Earth's water budget at the time it formed. The work brings a crucial and elegant element to the puzzle, wrote Ann Pleiser, a planetary scientist for NASA, in an accompanying editorial. That's really cool. I think a lot of us have wondered, was water in the core and it just like escaped to the surface? How did it actually get here? So answering some of the questions we've all had, I'm going to link it at bizarrebus.com. Outsiders are often left bewildered if asked to describe the complexities of what the Coast Guard does, at least without offering a guard the coast quip. They guard the coast. If anything, the service's intricate mission now appears even more perplexing after a scene that unfolded last week aboard the Coast Guard cutter Kimball. About 40 crew members were enjoying a swim break, complete with an inflatable unicorn named Charles. Charles. In the Western Pacific, when a shark, estimated to be between 6 and 8 feet long, tried to join in the fun. Dude, unfortunately for the oceanic resident, Coast Guard personnel are also known to enforce a strict we prefer to keep our limbs policy. So as the shark neared the crew, Petty Officer First Class Samuel Cintron opened fire, and fortunately everyone's safety cleared the water and the shark appeared uninjured as it swam away. Okay, so what did he miss? I mean, Fortunately, everyone safely cleared the water and the shark appeared uninjured. Everyone except Charlie, the inflatable unicorn, apparently is deceased. Now, there is a video, and at the end of the video, we see a helpless Charles cast aside by a careless crew member, a sacrificial lamb to the slaughter. One service member then says over the radio that the shark is heading out by the unicorn. Another off-camera implores the rifleman to sink the unicorn. Thankfully, no shots ring out, and the unicorn floats away out of frame. The Coast Guard has provided no updates on Charles's whereabouts, but he is believed to have perished so that others might live. Good night, sweet prince, Charles the Unicorn. All right, dude, I'll link it, bizarrebus.com, so you can check out the video. In Chiba, Japan, Hiromu Inada, 87, already has a certificate on his wall that confirms his status as the world's oldest Iron Man. But the Japanese man is still pounding away on his training bike and hopes to continue competing into his 90s. If he's doing it at 90, there is no reason why we all can't strive to attain his levels of performance. Except I have no excuses. In 2018, at the age of 85 years old and 328 days, Inada went to a place in Hawaii and set a new mark for the oldest person to compete in the world championship, Ironman, a feat beyond most people's decades younger than him. The cancellation of this October's Ironman because of the pandemic has not dulled his ambition, and Inada is maintaining his grueling training schedule for a return to Hawaii next year. My goal is next year's world championship in Hawaii, he told Reuters at his training facility in Chiba, east of Tokyo. I will absolutely participate in it, and I absolutely want to break the world record of competing the race at the oldest age. Again, this is my current and biggest goal. An Ironman race is widely considered one of the toughest endurance events in the sport, requiring athletes to swim 3.86 kilometers, bike 180.25 kilometers, and run a full 42.19 kilometer marathon. Slender and tanned from hours of training outside, Inada looks like a man who's been competing in endurance tests all of his life, but he only took up the sport in retirement. After working for public broadcaster NHK, Inada began swimming and running and bought a bike at 69. He competed in his first triathlon a year later. After the death of his wife soon afterwards, competitions became an obsession. In 2015, at 82, he took part in the Hawaii Ironman, bidding to become the oldest finisher on record, but he fell just short. His time was 5 seconds too slow to be officially registered. Inspired by the support from the Hawaiian public, Inada returned next year and competed in the race in a qualifying time, earning his Guinness World Records certificate. I wish him the best of luck for sure. There's more. I'll link it at bizarrebus.com. A tattoo addict has gone to extremes and spent over $6,000 on body modifications. That's really not that much if you think about it. The German person has even had his ears removed to make his head look like a skull. Sandro from Fensterwald is known on social media as Mr. Skullface. He spent the last 13 years to have 17 modifications done to his body and claims it's boosted his confidence. Well, if he's happy with it, that's all that matters. Sandro, 39, became interested in the world of body mod in 2007 when he saw someone on TV have spikes embedded in their head. There's a picture of him where he looks pretty much normal. He went on to have implants inserted in his forehead, forearm, hand, and even has a contactless payment chip embedded in his wrist. He's undergone dangerous tongue-splitting surgery and has had both of his ears removed. He keeps the grisly results in a jar where they're preserved. That's a little concerning. But hey, they're his ears, right? Sandro commented, "Friends have tried to talk me out of modifications, especially when it came to cutting off my ears, but I'm just a person who likes to go his own way." Do you think? "If people stare, I really don't care. If someone says something like, 'You're a sick old man,' then I answer, 'Well, thank you for the compliment.'" So he's got a good sense of humor about it. He claims that negative comments go in one side and out the other, literally not his ears, because he doesn't have any. Sandra added, "It has strengthened my self-confidence above all." Dude, I can't even show this on TikTok or anywhere else. Oh my God, this is graphic. I'll link it so you can see it. Jesus, he has no ears, and he's holding up what they took off next to his, where it's removed. He still has the little hole part, like with this little flap here. Dude! The extreme man is also had dozens of tattoos and piercings. He's currently unemployed and believes it could be because of his appearance. I'm sorry. That's definitely probably the case, dude. Sandra said, "My transformation has influenced my life, but I don't care." If he's happy, that's all that matters. It's his life, dude. It's his body. It's totally his body. He can do what he wants with it. "I should be accepted as a person, and above all, because of my inner values." I agree, dude. I would love to hear what your inner values are. "My appearance has had a huge impact on my chances of getting a job, because a lot of companies are still very conservative and prefer to remain that way. I think that I've often been rejected from jobs because of my appearance. I have no doubt." Oh my God. So here's a full picture. Oh, he still has ears in this one. Okay. Yeah, he's hard to look at, y'all. I mean, to hell with it. I gotta show you, right? Oh, God. I can't turn it. Wait. Can you see that? Oh, my God, dude. I mean, I wish I could give you longer. It's a whole thing. You're gonna have to go to the website and catch the link. He is also single and believes that this could be down to his looks. "I think that it has, of course, had an effect on me finding a relationship. It scares most people off, but of course, many people also find it very interesting." Dude, it's going to affect everything in your life. I'm so sorry. If you're like that good of a person and... you know, unfortunately, we have to conform to certain things in society, like when we want a job. It's the way it is. Unless you work at Hot Topic or you're in like a metal band or something, and you actually look that way, and maybe you should join a metal band or something. Maybe you should do that, because you could totally do that. "Despite this, he still loves his bizarre appearance, and he doesn't plan to stop anytime soon. Next planned procedure is to have his eyeballs tattooed and the tip of his nose removed." That's bad. Bad move, dude. Oh my God, here's a picture of the jar with his ears in it. I can't. However, he does warn others to make sure they're having modifications for the right reasons. That's good. That's good. "If you're a beginner, do long and thorough research. Think carefully about everything and take your time. Above all, never do something just because you want to be more blatant or cool with it. It has to come from the heart and just be for yourself, not anyone else." I totally agree with that. I've had some tats that I knew at the time I'd probably not like later on in life, and I was right. You know? We all go through this thing that we do stuff where we're just like, why the hell did I do that? I don't know why I did that. Because we're idiots and young. or having a midlife crisis. Either way, it happened. It can happen to you too. Be careful. That you can check this out, this video. I wish this dude all the best of luck. It seems like he has a really good outlook on things. Maybe he could be a movie dude or something. Somebody hire this guy. I'll link it at bizarrebus.com. Hey, y'all. I just wanted to take a moment and show you the new Bizarrebus mask I got. It's freaking awesome. It's a polyester shell on the outside, 100% cotton on the inside, so nice and soft. Made in the USA. That was important. We had to make that happen. And goes on super easy. Doesn't pull your ears. And I'm doing this with glasses on, so you can see. Doesn't pull your ears. Full coverage. Good stuff. Anyway, these are, you can get them in black, gray, white, red, and they're $12.99. It's got our logo on the front. If you feel like you'd like to support us, this is one good way to do it. You can go to bizarrebus.com, and on the right top of the page, you'll see the mask. And we would so appreciate your support. At the same store, you can get a t-shirt if you want. Anyway, thanks so much. I appreciate you guys. Dude, it's Bizarrebus headlines, 100% unfiltered. China has fired missiles in the South China Sea, warning the U.S. after plane entered no-fly zone. China has launched two missiles into the South China Sea and a furious warning to the United States. Beijing has launched two medium-range missiles into the South China Sea and a scathing warning to the United States as tensions between the superpowers soar, triggering World War III fears in the region. The move came on Wednesday morning, one day after China said a U.S. U-2 spy plane entered a no-fly zone without permission. A source close to the Chinese military is understood to have told local media that the missile launch was intended to send a warning to the U.S., except they don't own the sea there. So, I don't think they do. I could be wrong. The missiles were launched towards the Paracel Islands and the southeast of the Hainan province to the south of the Chinese mainland. Well, maybe they do. I stand corrected. That happens to me a lot. A source told the South China Morning Post, this is a China response to the potential risk brought by the increasingly frequent incoming U.S. warplanes and military vessels in the South China Sea. China does not want the neighboring countries to misunderstand Beijing's goals. It is also understood that missiles were aimed at showcasing China's ability to deny any force entering the South China Sea. A DF-26 missile can be used for nuclear or conventional strikes against naval or ground targets. The second missile was a DF-21, which many have stated is the world's first anti-ship missile. The U.S. continues to test China's bottom line, said a military commentator. This pushed China to showcase its military strength to let Washington know that even U.S. aircraft carriers cannot flex their full muscle near China's coast. Both China and the U.S. have increased their presence in the region in recent months. There is more on this, and I will link it at bizarrebus.com. China is so much not playing with the U.S. that not only did they shoot off two missiles in the South China Sea, they may restrict American access to medical supplies in retaliation for intensifying U.S. regulations on Hawaii, according to a prominent economist and Chinese Communist Party advisor. For vitamins and antibiotics, more than 90% of their raw materials are produced in China. I've been talking to you about this since January. Dude, this is in response to new regulations targeting the flagship telecommunications company. The U.S. will definitely not be able to produce them in short term. However, we're trying to do that in Canada. I don't know know if they know that. These comments evoke the thinly veiled threats that the state-run media issued earlier this year as international anger raged over China's mishandling of the pandemic in the initial days of the crisis. He spoke after Commerce Department officials unveiled new regulations designed to make it more difficult for Huawei to obtain electronic supplies derived from U.S. technology. I'm sorry, was that a micro? Did you just suspect me of having a microaggression? Do you think? Disrupting the Chinese economy is equivalent to picking a fight with the Chinese people on the food issue. China can then pick a fight with the U.S. on supply of medications, right? Of course, we will not take the lead in doing this, but if the U.S. dares to play dirty, we have these countermeasures, he added. Li is a member of the Standing Committee of the Chinese People Political Committee built by the Chinese government as an organization of the Patriotic United Front of the Chinese People. The United Front is tasked chiefly with the management of potential opposition groups inside China, but it also has an important foreign influence mission. Such threats could intensify Western interests in establishing supply chains that aren't subject to the Chinese government control. Exactly. That is what the president is trying to do in Canada. So this will remain to play out, I'm sure. But I've been telling y'all since January, I would get and keep yourselves stocked with any pharmaceutical items that you need, because you never know when they will cut them off. And they very well might do that. I will link this at bizarrebus.com. China has secretly built scores of massive new prison internment camps in the past 3 years, dramatically escalating its campaign against Muslim minorities, as well as Christians and other people that they deem need locked up, even as it publicly claimed that detainees had all been set free. They haven't. The construction of these purpose-built, high-security camps, incapable of housing tens of thousands of people, signals a radical shift away from the country's previous makeshift use of public buildings like schools and retirement homes to a vast and permanent infrastructure for mass detention. It's said that forced labor happens here. There have been rumors that Nike shoes are made in some of these camps. They've been seen getting on trains, bald, like Holocaust people. And it's been said that some of their hair has even been caught being imported into the U.S. For sale here. It's absolutely insanity. I don't know where the UN or the human rights people are on this, or why nothing is being done. I mean, obviously China can just say, fuck you, you're not coming in, but that's just crazy. These forbidding facilities, including several built or significantly expanded within the last year, are part of a government's unprecedented campaign of mass detention of more than 1 million people, which began in 2016. They're using them to detain thousands of people in short order. The government repurposed old school buildings and other buildings. Then, as the number of detainees moved up, they had to build more facilities. People are living in horror in these places, said someone who was detained in the camp for much of 2018. Some of the younger people were not as tolerant as us. They cried and screamed and shouted. But this woman, a cancer survivor, couldn't muster the energy to scream. She watched younger women get dragged away into solitary confinement. She wanted to die inside the camp, basically. 268 newly built compounds. They have cross-referenced using satellite images from a similar, like, Google-type website that is used in China. So 92% of the facilities have been identified or verified as detention centers by other sources, such as government procurement documents, academic research, or, in 19 cases, visits by journalists. Dude, that's crazy, man. Anyway, this thing goes on for hours. I mean, it's so huge. It's just absolutely phenomenally huge. Even people are sent there for downloading an app called WhatsApp, which is banned in China. So if you're caught with it, you're sent to a detention camp. I will link this at Bizarrebest so you can get the full scope of the situation. If I don't talk to you tomorrow, it's because I have a work thing going on. So I will do my best to be here to do the news. But if I am not, please have a great weekend. In any event, happy Friday Eve. Tomorrow's Friday, y'all. Get it? Get it? You all have a great evening. Stay bizarre.
Yeah. Make sure you take a deep breath. Think positive. Just saying.
Dude. Penguins given free rein to roam around the aquarium since there's no visitors allowed. That's awesome. Dude, look. He's looking around. He's loving it. I got a new section under the on the headlines page at the bottom called Bad Seeds. Matt Gaetz of Florida, 1st Congressional District, mocked the whole process by wearing a gas mask when reviewing the funding. You're a super freaking winner, dude. An Alaska airman has been punished for peeing in the office coffee maker. Dude, why? Like, how did... Why? Did you take it in the bathroom with you? Did you stand in the kitchen and whip it out? Clearly, this airman is dedicated to getting kicked the F out. He's trying really hard, y'all.